Good morning, this is Dan O'Brien with your top third ag marketing pre-opening grain comments for Wednesday, July 18th. Well, we've got green on the board for the third day in a row in corn and beans, and for the fourth out of 5 days in the wheat, something we haven't seen in a while. We've got December corn up 2.5 at 362 and a quarter. We're at about 12 cents off the report day lows at 350 and a quarter. Funds over the last couple of days have been pretty good buyers in corn, wheat, and beans, covering some of those shorts in the corn and beans, and maybe starting to get a little long wheat down here at the bottom. In the wheat, we've got September up 5 cents at 502 and 3 quarters, about 30 cents off the report lows. And Kansas City SEP up a nickel at 495 and 3 quarters. That's running about 25 cents off of the previous lows. In the wheat there, with the tightening supplies around the world, with the problems in Russia, Australia, parts of Europe, question is when and if the demand will move to the U.S. So we'll have to see how that plays out. In the beans, we've got November up 4 and 3 quarter cents at 860. We're about 34 cents off of Monday's lows. This move up higher here, and the funds starting to cover some shorts may have the aggressive sellers a bit on the defensive after they had their way for about 3 weeks. We'll have to see how aggressive the buyers become here as the markets start to look more towards normal fundamentals, weather, and sales, which this morning the USDA did announce a sale of 199,500 tons of beans to Pakistan. I think people kind of aware of where that probably is headed in the long run. So again, we're starting out green this morning. In outside markets, we've got the dollar up 26 points at 94.96. Crude oil down 68 cents a barrel at 67.40, and we got the stock market slightly higher, up about 25 points in pre-opening trade. That's all I have for this morning. If you'd like to give us a call, you can reach us at 877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE. Have a good day.